It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 386.
What's going on, guys? What's happening? Weekend banter.
It's Sunday. Trying to get a bit of a chill vibe. Also, when we yell, it gets too echoey in here.
Yeah, this is our second weekend banter. Welcome to the show, Bree and Amy.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
The better halves.
Yeah. No, it's actually their Little Mix. I was going to pretend that they were from Little Mix.
You don't remember? We've got a story about Little Mix. So when I was working at Kiss FM, Amy was on the street team. It's not how we met. Didn't start dating the girl from the street team. But tell us, Amy, what happened.
Are you nervous? I'm a little bit nervous.
I just had a moment where I realised I dated a girl from the street team. So Amy's probably remembering that as I'm saying it.
I totally forgot.
Okay. Damn it.
She doesn't get
it. I've stuffed it. No, Amy, what happened with Little Mix?
Well, I was in there to see Tommy. He was in the airlock room. I just heard you saying that on Jules's episode, so I'm using the right terminology.
Studioairlock.com. I have that domain name.
She wasn't asking, dude. Okay.
So we were in the airlock and then Little Mix came in and I think they thought that I was a helper, a helpy person, so they were kind of right. And one of them just kind of turned to me and was like, can you get me a teaspoon for my tea? And I was like, oh. And the producers all looked at me and they were like, please. And I was like, okay. And another girl was like, and I need a sugar. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not on the clock, but just.
I need a sugar, please.
Yeah.
Or I need a sugar.
I need a sugar. It was early in the morning, I guess.
I had a great bit of banter with them. I can't remember what I was talking about. We were doing some party trick in the studio. Mm. It's classic radio, party tricks in the studio.
Actually, that reminds me, last night when we were back here late when I was doing some editing, we went on a tangent. I think you'd left, and 3D Dill, Mr. 97 and I were searching Fifi and Jules acoustic covers that I filmed
on
YouTube.
Did you film the Ed Sheeran one?
Yes.
That was so
Shorty Get Down.
Yeah. Good love. That was some of the best.
Mm. Thank you.
No.
Sorry. Can you see how when I sing and she said that was really good, how I got confused?
But it also shows how supportive she is in general all the time.
Absolutely.
Like,
yep.
Yes. Absolutely. So if you've just tuned into this show for the first time, these lovely ladies are a significant part. This is almost our first presidential meeting of Big Media Company.
Yeah, that's very true.
The four presidents. Well,
we did go to what was the place that we ate at?
The SB.
Oh,
the SB.
That was
nice.
Mason had his first wine. That was the first day.
Yeah.
It was his first time eating
out. Did he
have
a wine or a sip?
No, I didn't have one.
I didn't have one.
Good pick up, Brett.
Just a sip. And he was just, and then he had his first Kugelkopf, a German cake, which he liked too. There's a lot of firsts going on. But how are we feeling about this episode?
Good. I got a bit nervous actually when you were like, all right, are we ready? 3, 2, 1. And I was like, oh, I feel like I need to wee. You know that feeling?
Yeah,
right,
I know. That's what I get like too. So yeah, stage fright.
You're going to have to leave to go wee. Is that what you say?
Right. I'm holding it in.
Something does feel unnatural. Speaking into microphones, having a camera filming us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, even though we talk to you all the time.
Yeah, it feels weird.
I mean, we have done that many episodes that it is normal. It feels very normal.
It does. Well, Bree had some preparation this morning.
I did a facial.
So she did a facial.
For today.
Yes. Okay. But I did a facial and then Josh, I was then working on my laptop on the couch. Josh came in and goes, what's wrong with your face? I said, what?
The facial was off at this point.
I'd taken the face mask off by this point. I go, what do you mean? He goes, what have you done? I said, I've done nothing. Yeah. He's like, no, you've done something. And my face was completely red, rash.
Oh, no.
Red all over my cheek. Yeah. That's fine.
I nearly thought we would have had to cancel tonight.
Really?
Because I feel like there's a lot of people it was very extra. But there'd be a lot of people who do that, right? Like they're doing something that they're not used to, so they go all out and it ends up backfiring.
What happens if you fuck a spray tan before a night out?
I did a practice one for the wedding and thank God I didn't leave it for the wedding because I was just oompa loompa and streaky.
That's right.
It was horrible.
You rocked up. We were doing the DFO shoot. Remember that? Were you there?
Maybe I wasn't.
And the oompa loompa that rocked up was me.
I'm trying to remember.
It was DFO, Essendon. No, maybe you didn't. Maybe you weren't around then.
That was hurtful.
No, you probably said, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it was true.
I've thrown the towel in, guys.
No, well, to be clear, that job had its challenges. And you had said yes to it early on, yeah, and it wasn't like, and we decided to split it 50-50 the job, and then that was cool.
It was a blow up.
It just took too long.
It was
and
fact.
Then so I had to say, look, guys, I'm throwing in the towel.
I'm out.
But you did a good job. You met some great cinematographers and stuff in the process.
We work with Sylvia Jeffries, Dan from Movie,
Cloakroom.
Dan from Cloakroom. Anyway, you rocked up that day.
That was very inside baseball, by the way.
Yeah, it totally was. It was you and I catching up. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good? It's really good.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. We caught up. Anyway, you rocked up and I remember seeing you. You were so tanned.
Yeah.
You were just outrageously tanned.
It was ridiculous. I ended up just going pasty to the wedding because I was like, can't risk it. That was so bad. Mm.
But white makes you look tanned anyway.
What are you? Oh, wearing
you.
White.
I thought you meant being white.
I was like, that's very like, counterintuitive.
So yeah. No, I can remember once I got this is not, my spray tan was great, but I was wearing a dress that had an open back and I think I forgot to bring, you know, those like cup things that you're meant to wear, yeah, but you don't wear a bra, but you can like wear
sticky ones.
They look like
fillets.
Yeah, like the chicken
fillets.
Yeah, they call them like chicken fillets.
Is that just the silly name that the gals call them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you got your chicken
fillets? I think that's but that's actually a brand as well, maybe.
But I'd forgotten. And so I was wearing this dress and I needed something. So Josh had some duct tape in his bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I just don't feel comfortable. I'm just going to strap myself
it was like
in.
Gaffer.
So complete, like, yeah, gaffer tape across my chest. And I can remember, like, by the
what
end of the night.
What was pulling it off like?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't have nipples anymore.
I completely took skin off, ripping off the tape. And I just had these like white like bands across my body of this like tan. That was it was terrible.
We do weird things when it comes to big events. I was just
It worked though. It like held the whole night. Gaffer tape is really
And you only
strong.
Care about that event. You don't care about after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mate, well, the only weird thing about big events for you is you don't go.
No, well, I get weird when I do go to them. Remember your
you
dad's
came to
wedding?
My book club.
Your dad's wedding?
What happened?
Yes. Do you want to tell it?
No, you can tell it because I don't really remember,
so,
but you were saying
back
how
in the day I worked at Bras and Things down in Ong Plaza.
Oh.
And I can't remember. I don't know if you knew my manager. Anyway, basically I worked at Bras and Things. My dad was getting married.
Wasn't Josh your manager?
I would be a great manager at Bras and Things.
I think.
Absolutely.
That girl, that's going to look great.
Yeah. So pretty much what happened is we had my dad's wedding on the weekend and Josh came away with us and he gave me a gift. And I opened up the gift, like, which is, I don't even know why he gave me a gift at my dad's wedding, but he did.
And no, it was his third marriage.
It was a red lace G-string and a red lace bra, but he had been into my work and got a consult from my manager, like, oh, like, what would Brie like? So she fully helped him find this red, racy
There's
number.
Nothing better than a dirty night than at your dad's wedding.
Yeah, how did you feel when you opened it?
I was like, oh, that's lovely that he's got me a gift and he's really tried.
I think it takes a certain type of a man to buy laundry for a woman. There's two things. He's a big sleazebag or he's got no clue.
Yeah.
Well, and you were just a little bit talky and cute and I just think it was lovely.
That's nice.
Mm. And you got me a gold necklace with like a little love heart and it had a little diamond in it.
Mate, what happened?
I went all out
for the wedding.
I don't think Tommy's ever bought me a diamond.
No, never. I haven't.
I'm sure it was a cubic zirconia, definitely.
Yeah, probably.
Anything that I've ever bought is definitely a cubic zirconia. Yeah.
So I got you,
Looks
Josh, last night to the other night to download.
More ethical as well, more ethical.
The other night to download a sleep recorder. So it basically activates if there's any noise during the night.
Yes.
Any noise it turns on.
It would go crazy at our place because we have a lot of people, like I had to call 000. Not last night, the night before.
Yeah.
A lot of action always happening.
The reason I asked you to do it was because am I quite active in my sleep?
Yes.
I am.
Oh, did you record last night?
No, well, we'll get to that.
Amy, what happened the other night?
Two nights ago, Tommy turned his lamp on in the middle of the night. And
is it a touch lamp? What sort of lamp is it?
No, it's one that you like the physically the switch is on the cord.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually in an annoying spot. Like I get annoyed every time I go because it's like, oh, the cord's falling down the side again. Mm. You know how you
I've nearly dislocated a shoulder doing that before. Mm.
It's not ideal.
No.
So he's turned on the light in the middle of the night and I didn't even open my eyes. You know how it gets really like hard to open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Tommy, can you please turn off the light? And he goes, no. And I said,
sounds about right.
Okay. But I also, I've had previous experiences with Tommy's like sleeping self, and he is an asshole. So I wasn't offended because I'm like, oh, I bet he's asleep. And I'm like, Tommy, can you please turn off the light? He's like, no, you just don't want to get up. And I was like, which is how he talks to me in the morning, but less aggressive. He's like, Amy, can you get out of bed? We need to get out of bed.
Yeah, sure.
And I was like, no, I don't want to get up because it's not the morning yet. Can you please turn off the light? And you're like, no. And then so I was like, oh, maybe if I try to ask him questions, he might like realize, wake up and realize it's a bit dumb. So I was like, why did you turn on the light? And you couldn't answer it. You're like, oh. I said, can you, darling, it's the middle of the night. Can you please turn it off?
Yeah.
And you were like, okay. And then you went and turned it off and we went to sleep and it was fine. And then in the morning I was like, Tommy, do you remember that you turned the light on? No idea. But we did wake up like maybe 3 weeks ago and the light was just on.
No, that's what I only realized that as I brought up this, that I said to Amy.
Just now.
I was just wanting to talk about dreams and shit. Uh-huh. But I think I'm fucked. I think I'm turning on the light in the middle of the night. I think I actually get like this when I've got a bit going on in my head.
Mm. Like, you're like, oh, I've got to get up and go.
Yeah. Got lots on and I just need to, there's lots of things
when
I need to work out.
When you hear clanking and there's a 10 buckets, you know that it's it's the barefoot work's got into your head.
But I definitely, this happens when I think a lot. And so I've been turning on the light.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Well, so you told me to download the app. And so I set it up. Problem being, it was interfering with my audio book. So every time I turned on my audio book, it disengaged the recording. And so then.
So you turned it off? Or is this going to be a reveal that you've got something?
No. So I did it like 3 times and then I thought it was
on. You don't want to wait for the reveal.
Like, I know where this is going.
No, there's no reveal. It didn't record.
What's it?
Because baby needs to sleep with these audio books
on. So I did this on Shepherd and Radio. Mm-hmm. Not to bring up past, but I was on Radio and Shepherd. But it used to be free. So it was a completely free app.
Oh, I couldn't believe this. You only get the first 2 hours. Don't you think that the best bits are going to be after the two hours? That's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Here's the fucked up bit. They give you your full – they give it to you, but it's locked off. So you see all this action behind the wall.
Oh.
So you see the paywall comes on at 4 hours in or whatever it is, and then you see the bits, the spikes at 3 a.m. and they're like, oh, I've got to listen to that $5. But –
Wouldn't you be a piss at paying $5 to hear yourself fart at 4? It's so annoying. It's like, that's an expensive fart sound. But when you don't pay per sound effect, I'm guessing. Like, you don't pay per sound.
No, you just
pay a once-off fee and then you can listen to as many farts as you want.
Unlock full version $5.99. But I've got a few things behind the paywall.
You've definitely not paid for it.
So you haven't paid yet.
I haven't paid yet.
Of course he hasn't.
No, because what annoys me is I had it years ago and I caught some really good shit. It was really funny. Like, I was saying some weird stuff that we then played over the radio. But in the app, I will say the best thing about the app, you can look around the world. You can go Argentina, just start with A, Argentina, Australia, all the A's into B's, all the countries.
What did you just say?
All the A's.
And then you
all
said
the B's.
Into B's. Okay.
Into B's. Okay. It's not
I thought into B's. Where's into B's?
In a place. Uh-huh. But it logs everyone. People put them out for you to listen to their sleep talks. One of them's like, Granny, can you buy me Snapchat? It was like just random shit.
People trolling at that point.
It's so fucking weird. I mean, you guys, Mr. 97 and 3D Dill.
Yeah.
You don't have partners that you sleep next to, so.
No.
Unless you're using an app like this.
I don't know. Partners that I sleep next to.
Partners. Partners. I'm talking to both of you, so you don't have partners.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
You guys don't have partners, so.
You're not sleeping next to anyone.
They're saying you're not bringing strangers into here and sleeping with
them. Not presently, no.
No.
Unfortunately not. Anyway.
And so you're
question.
What was it?
I was just going to. Are you just rubbing it in?
What's going on?
No, right I realise that. How would you know if you sleep talk or not? Are you guys sleep talkers? Do you know?
I am like a person that I used to know said that I slept talk or I talk in my sleep.
Yeah.
Just said like you're so loud, like you need to stop.
Is that what you call your ex now, the person I used to know? Is that
I did used to know her, so yes.
It's just motivation. Just him spitting motivational bars during the middle of the night. Fucking thinking, Grey Rich.
Tommy once did a, like, I don't know if you could call it a song, But I recreated it straight after because I was like, it was so, I really liked it.
What do you mean
you
sung it?
Yeah, just into my phone.
Will you do that
for us
now?
I can do it, yeah.
Okay, great.
Amy writes notes in the middle of the night. When stuff happens, she's just on her phone, just writing a quick note to remind
her. Oh, I don't want to forget. But he went, ahim, ahim, a-ding-ding-ding-ding. And I was like, that's cute.
What a weird. Nice.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
In his sleep.
Yeah, but I really liked that. He did this sound in between like each thing.
Just him at the club.
Yeah. I don't think you do anything in your sleep.
I don't do it. No, I'm pretty boring.
I don't think
that.
I do anything either.
I just call in 000.
Fire ambulance.
You call. I don't want to do it. You do it. Yeah. Because he's really calm in situations. So like if I was on the phone like with police, Josh would just be like, oh, you're doing it wrong. So I'm just like, oh, just give it.
That doesn't sound calm.
Yeah. No, I'm only calm if I'm talking.
Oh, okay. if you're in control.
Yeah.
All right, let's make him not calm, the opposite of calm. Bree, what's it like living with Josh?
I love living with Josh. He's not the most helpful around the house. But he's a delight to live with. Like, I look forward to coming home to him every night.
That's
like my favourite part of the night is having dinner with him on the couch.
That's why the Seth Godin book has been a pain in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I've been really hard. I've sat with you a few times.
Yeah, no, but as in, like, I'm not as available.
We heard on the live stream.
Which we got. You. That was so sweet.
What happened? What was that one?
Bree said that in the background. She was proud.
Oh,
proud
when you were, like, turning the pages.
Yeah. So
sweet. He also went to the toilet.
Oh, yeah, I went to the toilet as well. Okay, I got him to delete it because you can hear me going to the bathroom. You just hear the
Just like so.
Josh was like, oh, it's annoying. It's in the recording now. And I said, delete it. He's like,
Because it's obviously not you in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Yeah.
Her stream ruined my stream.
apologies.
It was quite noisy. Because when it's silent, like you hear the fountain pen and all, you can hear everything picks up.
Yeah.
I mean, Amy, what do you think? What is it like?
To be clear, you're entertaining to live with as well.
Okay, that's good.
You're great.
I'm trying to think. Like,
don't help that much.
What about? I watch a lot of YouTube on the TV.
He watches a lot of YouTube, and he listens to an audiobook every night before he goes to sleep. But,
I mean, you're in the room though, too. Yeah. I've mentioned that. I've said, what's Bree doing?
Sometimes I'm listening. Other times, I'll just put my AirPods in and just zone it out.
Mm. She started listening to Elton John with her AirPods.
But it's such a basic thing to do because I've seen the movie, so I'm on the bandwagon now.
Yeah.
Same with Amy.
Cool. Yeah.
Done the same thing.
I'm doing it too. We're just all a bunch of basic pictures, really, aren't we? Just come out of Elton John.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. We're like into Queen.
Yeah. We literally.
Yesterday. Gaga. We'll go watch yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's the
Beatles. Yeah. We're going to go see that.
That concept of a film sounds like a joke.
It's a great idea. Beatles aren't around.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great movie.
He went back in time, right, or something? Mm.
No. Is it out now?
Present day, but the Beatles just don't exist, but he remembers all the Beatles songs and he just starts singing them like he owns them. Mm. You know, people are like, oh, my God, what's that song? He's like, what do you mean? It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Who are the Beatles?
Are you just retelling the trailer?
Yeah, exactly right. It was on at the gym about four times last night and I'm just fucking just thinking about it. Anyway. Yeah.
Looks I mean, like it's an interesting concept. It's like when I was a kid, I was obsessed with having a pill, and to be honest, in 2019, I would have assumed we would have had a pill already that we would take that would keep us slim, that didn't involve amphetamines or shitting your pants. But what is Tommy like to live with?
He's great.
And he's helpful. You guys share chores, don't you?
We do, but I will say that it's probably like 60-40.
Who's 60? Who's 40?
60.
Okay.
Sometimes 70, sometimes 80.
So you're 60 and Tommy's.
Well, yes. I reckon Tommy's Instagram is more him 60. Cause is it any time he's cutting anything up, he straight away gets on the
100%.
Insta stories?
Why
as soon
would
as he's
I
washing
film myself
something,
doing chores?
Because he's doing washing. He's ironing. Right. Yeah.
Again.
Because every Insta story, you are doing some chores. So that's why
he's Bodie. I'm either washing Bodie, having fun with Bodie, or I'm meal prepping. Some reason I feel inspired.
Tommy's really good with recording moments with Bodie, and I feel like I get like an urge to do it every now and then because I'm like, oh, I don't want to forget this and I don't want to miss this. Mm-hmm. But normally like I'm there and I'm with Bodie and I'm like, oh, if I kind of bring like a camera up here, is it going to ruin?
Oh, yeah.
It ruins it if you think about it, but if you can do it without thinking about it.
I can't. Just,
I mean, that's what you're very good at.
I reckon I've stopped documenting as much as I used to.
Well, you've got, I mean, we've got a podcast that we'll do 7 days a week.
Yeah, true, true. I've increased the hours, but I have, it's not been about me as much, like as in me personally holding up the camera, which I think I should. But you can be brutal. I think, Amy, what we've we've worked out a structure where I end up doing a bunch of specific chores and so do you. So it's like we've moved into our...
Who cleans the toilet?
Me.
More so than me.
Who does the washing?
Me.
Washing up? I do a lot of washing up.
And
but we share that.
Okay. No, I meant washing laundry. Washing.
Yeah, me.
Washing laundry. Okay. So you've just been unlucky so far because I've asked two things and it was Amy.
Yeah, that
is that why you were? Because you straight up, yeah.
But can you name one thing that you do?
the deflecting is unbelievable.
Like, can you actually clearly think? I'm not telling you.
But if you ask vacuuming.
Oh, yeah, no, vacuum, I sweep, I do the kitchen.
I mean, your apartment isn't like, it's not huge. It's not like you're vacuuming a fucking mansion. It's a 2-bedroom apartment.
Either way, it's something I'm into.
Needs to be done.
I'm into vacuuming. No, but I definitely do that. More. No, the things I reckon are more around. I'm trying
to think.
Cooking?
They don't cook.
We don't really cook. Yeah. We're terrible. If we do, it's like soup.
I'm trying to think. No, coffee. I would always make the coffee.
Oh, you do. Yeah. But even I've learned how to make that.
Mm-hmm. So you're redundant.
I can't do it fucking all the time. I mean, the entertainment thing, I think, is a good point.
It's strong. It's memorable.
But, yeah.
I mean, no one's remembering the guy who just vacuumed the carpet.
Everyone can fucking do that, though. No, but it is. It's a commodity. It's a commodity. No, but I agree. No, but there is a thing. Most of my things are around personal responsibilities. Mm. So just getting better at putting my towel away and things like that.
Yeah. In terms of.
But he won't even get like he's
getting better.
Yeah. Your legs.
It's so sweet.
But he'll be in the shower. Like he won't even get himself a new towel. He'll be like,
No.
Can you get me a clean towel?
Nah, but you're selling that short because it's because it's always when I'm in the shower that I realize, fuck it. I don't want to use that towel again because I remember yesterday it was just, we spoke about towels a lot yesterday as well. So this is a very towel heavy weekend.
Right.
Is there any corrections that you'd like to make on things we say on this podcast?
Oh my gosh, all the time.
That's the note she's doing.
Do you
doing
feel tonight. Like that ever, Brie?
Yes, there's a couple of things I'm trying to think. I have terrible memory. We're talking about that this morning.
Yeah, I won't be able to remember anything.
But my notes say otherwise.
In the moment, I feel like I call you a lot. I stopped doing it so much, but because I'm listening through to all the back catalogue of your stuff, if I notice something, like I'll call you and be like, Tommy, you said this, but that's not actually accurate. Mm. There's lots that you said like about Bible college or about different things that like parts of my life that I was like way off.
Is he hyperbolic about it? Like is he...
I don't even know what that means.
Is he extreme? Does he over express...
There was one part where he was talking about, because I've got like the tinnitus, the ringing in my
tinnitus,
ear.
Tinnitus, yeah.
And I think it is tinnitus.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And
that wasn't me correcting. That wasn't me correcting.
And I wasn't trying
correcting.
To do it back to you.
No, that wasn't me correcting though.
Oh, wasn't it?
No, that was me just being like, oh, you mean I call it tinnitus.
That's correcting.
It sounded like correcting.
It definitely wasn't me mansplaining. If that's what we're worried about.
Okay.
Can you find out if it's tinnitus or tinnitus? Because tinnitus doesn't even sound like you're saying a word.
Sounds like you're fumbling over a tinnitus. And I was calling it that for a while and then I got corrected a few times. I'm like, tinnitus? Like I just thought it sounded dumb. And that's why like I'm now correcting you because I've been corrected so many times. But I could be wrong.
Anyway.
Well, Miss and I said, well, let us know.
But Tommy was like, oh, Amy's got this ringing in her ears. And you were like, oh, asking all these questions and he was answering them way off. You were like, oh, it's like that high pitched. And he was like, nah, like low, just boom. And I was like, nah, high pitched. Like everything that you asked, I was like, yep, yep. And Tommy was like, nah, not like that at all.
And he was probably pretty confident about it too.
I knew that's what you were going to say next.
It's not a bad thing to be confident, I guess, but... Yeah, I.
But when
kind
you're
of,
confidently wrong on shit, I guess that's
well,
the funny
gonna,
bit.
Well, if you're gonna go down, go down. Yeah.
It's true.
So that's more. That's something we've said. Then the Bible college stuff. Let's talk about that then.
Yeah. Where, what have we?
I feel like
up?
I'm even yesterday you were mentioning Josh about Bible college, and it was more around when I met you.
You said you were 4 years out of Bible college.
I said you were like a few years out from.
Yeah, I would have probably been
the
about
4 years.
Yeah, that long out. But I guess you were you were saying, oh yeah, she kind of, she wasn't going to church, she wasn't doing all of this, but I was like, kind of still was a bit. But
what was it, what's the what do you think the misconception that people who aren't into church, that don't go to church, what is the misconception and what is the accurate cliche that you like, that you played into in regards to that sort of culture and that part of your life?
If you go to Bible college, you end up with a stripper.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Is that really a, no?
No, it's not.
No.
But, it's what happened.
But you know, you hear like, I'm sure I've heard that people who go to certain schools or whatever, they can be super religious. They can then go the other way and be super sort of out there. And
I know what you're saying. You just can't say that. Say it.
How? What are you trying to say? I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
Bad reputation.
Is that in the song? Do they talk about that or no?
That's just Kanye West singing.
No, but just like people.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. So they like
people who are like are perceived to be like the good
sheltered
people, who aren't doing anything, are the ones that are doing crazy shit.
Yeah, that can happen. I think maybe those people who are just trying their best to follow the rules and to do everything right and to tick all the boxes and to try to, I guess, earn their goodness rather than being like, oh, this is something that I really believe and that I'm excited about and that I want to learn more about, can maybe get more burnt out and then just be like, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Go the other way.
Was that you taking your top off when you said fuck it?
Yeah. So,
and so when you were in Bali and Jules took off TJ's undies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so... What's in your head at that point?
It was funny because
small dicky.
That's where Bodie got it from, his mama.
It was funny because they were all talking to me. There were some comments about like, oh, Amy, you should see it.
Really?
I was like, yeah.
Let's not say who said that because that.
Nah, yeah. But I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
What does that all mean? What was that interaction?
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like the people that there wouldn't want to be seen as the people that are saying that to a girl that I've never met before. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
I think that you know,
it's a bit Gemma and the Corona bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to listen to yesterday's episode.
Anyway.
Will do. I think that they would have thought that I was just a 5-minute situation, moment in time,
okay, with, sure.
And like nothing that they would have said would have been anything.
But any of those times, it's like, you know, someone gets a girlfriend and someone says something bad about it. It's like, oh, she's fucking annoying. They end up getting married. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Mm. It's like there's a high chance. It's actually not a high chance for a lot of people that have multiple girlfriends across the time.
Mm.
You know, I think, it's something to watch out. You probably shouldn't ever, you know, say something bad about a girl someone's dating because they could marry them or vice versa. Mm.
And so what was that evening like when you first met?
It was really interesting. I remember hearing like all of these comments and people being like, oh, I think someone came up to me and was like, oh, go home with him. He hasn't had any action for a while. And me being like, I'm like this good Christian girl. Like, I didn't know how to communicate it, and I didn't think that it was that I should. I think I was just a bit, I let a lot of things slide and go because I was having a lot of cocktails and I was like, just enjoying it.
But even that stuff.
And not communicating.
Even someone saying that to you, it sounds hot, sounds not nice for me now. But when you're at Potato Head and everyone's fucking pissed, we've had 70 kookaburra cocktails.
I remember just thinking like.
It doesn't feel as
sex pesty
as someone saying that. And I know it's a girl that said that.
The first thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that I was just thinking when everyone was saying this, I was laughing in my head and going, man, if you only knew how much of a good girl I was.
Like, what does that mean? It sounds like shit really went down that night. Only if you knew where that was coming from, you know.
No, but I think how many of your friends were saving themselves for marriage. Like how many people?
So did you end up hooking up?
We hooked up that evening. Night. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like most of them.
And yeah, exactly. Was it a random hookup? That's what I mean. If that's where it's like, yeah, I don't do that.
Well, like, was that the interesting thing? I mean, you're consistent though. It's like you don't do that, and it wasn't a random hookup because you ended up marrying it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I think that's pretty lucky, right? Like the thing, the person you decide, not that we're talking about having sex, we didn't have sex that night, but it's like the person that you do go home with. Like we went back to our place.
I thought we were going to literally 100%, like hand on heart, when he was like, oh, we could go out like clubbing, or we could like go back to my place.
Don't think
like,
what I do you ever would have said clubbing.
No, you didn't. But
I said to a bar.
All right. And then.
What's the difference? Then,
I don't know. I wouldn't want to go to a club. Just clubbing.
No, but I think you were trying to make it sound unappealing because I was like, what do you want
to
do?
Do you want to go to a shit bar? Like,
oh, you were like, oh.
Or do you want to go to my comfy bed?
You were like, I think that those guys are all going to like go a bit wild. Yeah, like, I don't want to do that. Do you want to just come back to mine? I was like, okay.
Textbook the game.
And I literally, I thought we were going to go back and watch movies because that's all I'd ever done, going back to people's houses.
The so way that you're like, saying it. And so when I saw him and he had his car, I mean, what? I mean, yeah, go on.
You had no idea. Like, you
literally zero. And I remember, like, all of a sudden, we were in his room and things were not as I thought that they would be. And I was like,
a lot of velvet.
A lot of whiskey in a cigar. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I.
That's what a Corona bottle looks like.
Where they get that because we missed out on that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably not appropriate either.
I would never say it if it wasn't my wife. We're referring to the size of my penis. Anyway, it's stupid. I know I've got a small dick, but Bodie called me
little dicky, little dicky. I mean, what's
isn't it like? It's fascinating existence. Because to be honest, I had the opposite
experience
upbringing.
Okay,
no, I had the opposite.
What was it? Just quickly that evening experience. What do you like? That was Amy's.
It was great. I fell in love with her. It was amazing.
So you started dating pretty much straight away after that, and then that was
not in my mind. Like 3 months later, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But Tommy kept on kind of. He called
you
me
were
up.
Long distance.
Yeah. Yeah, and he called me up the first time. And was like, oh, I think I found this hat. I thought it might be yours, and I was like. It was a green cap, and I was in my head. I'm like, "You're just trying to call me."
Never wear a green cap.
And I actually only found out by listening to this podcast that he knew it wasn't mine. Ever since then, you denied it.
That's nice.
It was a Hamish and Andy hat, and you had people like from the radio with you.
That was all. No, that was also like it's a flex as well.
No.
It's just like now it's either yours or it's Hamish's.
Well, Hamish was at my brother's wedding, but it did. So it was.
You can't help yourself. You're like, I'm not going to flex, but you know he was there.
I'm pretty sure it was Jesse Martins who stayed in our room.
Oh, the sailing
the boat. Yeah. Guy who sailed around the world. Also, a 17-year-old kid. Yeah,
but a barista whose dad is part of Two Times You was there as well, wasn't he?
No. Not this one. No, but. Yeah, so
the jet was in Adelaide, I think.
I can see the thoughts rolling in your head. Well, it's like you're blinking every time.
No, well, it was that was actually quite a complex joke, which is why it didn't land.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's amazing how things turn out. It's like those silly things. This is a lesson for you, Mr. 97. Sometimes you got to act on that silly thought, like, how can I call this girl and have some kind of in. Doesn't really matter what the in is because you. I mean, this is probably stupid. This is why it comes back it comes up on a podcast. But how you that first interaction, you've just got to make it. And so, if I didn't, we wouldn't have Bodhi. And it's a lot in hindsight that you then can be thankful for. But it's amazing. It's crazy. Mm.
Tommy's a pretty big romantic, actually, I think. He hides it in front of everyone. But, like, one of the sweetest things that he ever said, and then I want to get on to you guys and how you met, because it's my show now.
Okay, I'm degenerous.
Do
you want to go to an ad break first? Or
because I was feeling like I was taking up too much time. Yeah. And I was
She's also hand signaling to Mr. 97.
But he said to me just randomly one time, we were just driving in the car, and he put his hand on my knee and said, I haven't stopped thinking about you. There hasn't been a day that I haven't thought about you since the day we met.
Oh, that's so nice. Nice.
Yeah. But it's true, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Like as if you
Chapter
haven't had
Chapter 4, the game.
It's true, though.
No, it is.
When you meet the person that you love, you will never go a day without thinking of them again.
It's like a drug.
It's crazy, huh?
It's like I was completely obsessed with Bree. Mm.
What like,
I think you dial it back.
Well,
It all sort of dials into probably the appropriate levels.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to chat like it's she lives. We live together now, which is great.
It's a good point because the honeymoon phase of a relationship is definitely a real thing, but.
But there's also the honeymoon phase that she wasn't even coming to the honeymoon. It was just me at that point.
Because we're all friends. Because we've been together how, like a...
12 years, 11 years?
It's 12 years this year,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were friends to start with and he liked me.
Yes.
And
I asked her out 3 times and she said no every time. And then,
there was a point where I think you were pretty much like, you don't know if you could be my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was shy. That was because I haven't had a lot of boyfriends and things like that. So it wasn't like I didn't like him. I was a bit like, oh, I don't know.
Well, it was mainly because she said, I'm not feeling like I want a boyfriend right now. And then 2 weeks later, she had a boyfriend. And the thing was,
and he wasn't even a boyfriend.
His name was Jordan, and he was a hairdresser.
From my
space. And he, and I remember that. Bree would talk to me about her dates. The first date they ever went on, he gave her hair serum.
Great hair products.
The hair serum.
What's Jordan doing now?
He's actually a glazier.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You sort your folliculitis out, Josh.
Jordan. But it wasn't like a glazier now.
My head's not made of glass. All right, he's moved on from that.
Maybe subconsciously my feelings for you were big and maybe that, I don't know, I was afraid of that.
Hairdressers can't fix it, you fucking idiot. It's a dermatologist that you go to, not a hairdresser.
Real defensive around the edges.
I can imagine a glazier having folliculitis.
Yeah, folliculitis, which I don't even have, which is the funny bit.
Which we're going to have a reveal about.
Yeah, which would be, and then we'll because I've never actually, party. Even when I was on antibiotics for it, they didn't test for it. He looked at it and said, that looks like folliculitis.
Oh, mate, I could believe a doctor over you.
Yeah, no, but it looks very simple. Anyway, so dating wise,
So he pursued you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
He used to come, do you remember, he used to come every Sunday. I worked at a store called Fashion for Less in Dandenong Plaza.
Was that after or before?
No, this is when you were my friend.
No, but was this before or after?
Bras and Things.
So it was a
Bras
long time.
And Things was a massive upgrade.
But he used to come every Sunday and bring me lunch and sit with me at work.
Mum would give me a 20.
Yeah.
Did she?
And I would spend it on both of our lunches.
And sometimes she would go buy me gifts. I remember once I asked him to go, if he could go get me a notebook. I gave him money for it.
What notebook? What was it for?
I can't remember. I was probably writing.
What does that mean?
Anyway, doesn't matter. Anyway. So he went out and he came back and he had my money, gave me my money back. And he was like, oh, I couldn't find the notebook that you wanted, but I got you a perfume. And it was like a Gucci perfume.
They see me rolling.
Do you remember?
I definitely remember
that. And Bond's underwear. Do you remember? It was like these I love Bond.
That was when we were friends. Back, I was weird. Exactly. Yeah.
Sweet.
Davenport was a big brand as well.
I remember. You've got a good memory.
They're all very patterned.
Do you remember Matiko pants?
No.
That was
we weren't
kid.
Cool enough.
Here's
that.
A funny one. sayings we're talking about during the week is like the origin of a saying. Amy's from Sydney, grew up there. This morning in the car.
Do you say scallops? Potato scallops?
Oh yeah. They use scallops instead of
potato cakes.
Potato cakes. They're potato cakes, mate. Don't give them that bloody.
Because scallops is a fish.
I know what sounds fancy, but this is not even that. That's just a word used in a different state, which is a thing. But would you think that someone from Sydney would understand the term scaredy cat from Ballarat, which was something that we used in primary school, a reference to Ballarat? Can you look it up? Scaredy cat from Ballarat, where that
copycat.
Means?
Copycat. Well, then they'd have to.
Yeah, scaredy cat or copycat from Ballarat?
Yes. Copycat from Ballarat.
Yeah, okay, was it copycat? Did I fuck it?
Scaredy cat from Ballarat. Oh, no.
I mean, they just rhyme, but copycat from Ballarat.
Scaredy cat from Ballarat.
I remember kids saying in the playground, and Ballarat is somewhere three to deal. We took you to Ballarat.
Yep.
We were up there, Gold Rush town.
Mm-hmm. Sovereign Hill.
Yeah, 1800s. It was a thriving metropolis of gold.
Mm.
Anyway, have you found out where it comes from?
No, I'm just looking it up now.
Copycat from
is
Ballarat.
Anything on it?
Yeah, there's one sort of forum post on it. Centralkids.com.au.
Oh, this is good.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting that a Sydney cider, a saying had made its way up.
Oh, so in Sydney they say
They say it.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
But I asked Amy, did you ever know what Ballarat was? No one knew what Ballarat was.
There are some
was.
Things that we say different. Like we call, I don't know, do you call them juice boxes? What do you call poppers?
Yeah, poppers.
You call them
fruit box. Tetris? Oh, no.
Primas.
Primas.
Yeah.
Primas.
We call them poppers.
Yeah, well, we call it Prima because Prima's the brand.
Yeah, and Popper, what's Popper?
It's a popper.
I think of a popper like the party poppers.
I think maybe you can like you can blow them up through the straw and then you can like jump on them.
Yeah, poppers. That was a big thing. You'd do it in the locker bay or whatever. I would never do it. No, very noisy.
Very, yeah.
But just quickly on the how Bree and I ended up getting together after three times of asking Bree, she said no each time. I think one of them was the 9th of December that I asked, 9th or 10th. It was around Mel Brew's birthday, which I think was the 11th of December. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah.
Just to confirm, Shruti was completely out of the picture.
Shruti was out of the picture.
Have you met Shruti, Brie?
Yes.
You know Shruti?
Yeah, I went to school with her.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, there's not much you can do with it.
Let's not talk about my ex. Is anyone else feeling
he's sensitive?
You're sensitive. What do you mean? It's about my ex, babe.
We're talking about his 12-year-old girlfriend,
which I was also 12. I was also 12 at the time.
We've got to be careful. That's the, sorry, it's very upsetting for
Shruti me. Shruti is now 27, 28, so it's not as funny anymore, is it?
Yeah. It breaks my heart.
I wonder if she's still
Every
in Melbourne.
Every time I see Shruti, I get very jealous.
I wonder if there are any situations where people like are getting jealous of an ex when it was at the high school level. Oh, yeah. It probably is.
Amy?
Oh, yeah. I was so jealous when we first got together.
About his high school exes?
Yeah.
Well, remember, I've had
but a... I'd never slept with anyone. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I didn't know how to like deal with that.
Deal with that? She just did an action that looked like she was grabbing two testicles sort of like that. Anyway.
So that was a struggle. I felt like it was happening current day, even though it was like in the past.
Yeah, sure.
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah. Got over it though. We can talk about any of your exes if you want.
Do you think that though?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, it's a nice place for us to bring this up, but it is a piece of work that you've done to get good with doing it.
I worked really hard on it, to be fair.
Did you get rid of the voodoo dolls or are they still?
They're just in a box under the bed just in case.
Yeah. Well, so I've been thinking about the...
I met some of them.
Yeah, you definitely.
Two of them.
Yeah. That you know of. I'm joking, but the...
That was my
fear for a while. How old?
What if I meet them and I don't even know?
Oh, wow. How old were you when you got together?
Old, embarrassingly. Like I was 25, so I should have known better. As in like to not be so like jealous.
No, but I think that's a part of your upbringing, right? If you haven't been around people and you probably thought I'll probably be with somebody who is a Christian that has probably hold
an owner. I think it's lovely.
Well, that's nice. I'll take it.
But I was thinking about women and the sexes co-inhabitating and being friends, right? And I was thinking about being in a relationship and your partner worrying about exes and stuff, which can contribute to sort of shutting out some people from your life. And I was thinking, not much more than that. I don't know where I was going with that.
It was a thought starter. Then what do you think, Amy?
But I think,
shut the fuck up and let Amy talk. It was a good thought starter.
Yeah, the thought starter for Amos.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to be like my final thought, but I guess.
We've been wrapped up by Mr. 97.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's your final thought.
That's gone so quickly.
Yeah, it's real fast. But yeah, between us.
I think that you, between the two of you, you kind of work out what you want your relationship to look like and you work on that together. And so you want to make sure that your partner feels as supported and safe as possible, but at the same time you don't want to be doing things that are like
triggering.
Really, yeah, and but also really damaging to your own life. So for instance, if Tommy, I don't know, if one of your exes was like really close with your family And if I couldn't handle that, but you were like, this is how it's going to be, that might be something where you would have to go, so this is, Amy.
This was my thought. Now I've got there.
Okay.
Worrying about, there's a lot of women that are worried about other partners and exes, and it's women, right? It's women worrying about women, or it could be men worrying about men. But I was worrying about it dividing the sexes even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like we can be inclusive, right?
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's something we all deal with. Boys, you'll deal with this, Mr. 97. Three to deal at some point when you're just old farts, been in relationships for ages, talking about shit that you don't know because you've been together so long.
At this stage, like, we barely have time. Like, with Bodhi, like, we barely have time for, like, our family and actual friends. Like,
And the podcast is what you say. You can say it.
And the gronks.
But gronks, God. Yeah, there's not really... I don't know. There's not really much time to include in other people at this stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not open for friends at the moment, as a general rule.
Closed for business, not accepting applications.
Yeah, we're like old MBA. We do it a few times a year.
We better run because we got to pick up Bodhi because we'll be accused of.
And I've got to go and I can do all the chores and stuff. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness.
Yes.
I have moments of getting better with it. And so
what he's asking, Bree, because I know him so well, he wants you to kind of now say, but yeah. Josh is fine.
No, I don't want
Josh
that.
Josh pulls his weight.
No, that's fine. No, but I think that...
he doesn't do much around the house, but I love him.
Okay.
That's nice. Okay. No, but you can't, but I should. Yeah. I know
and
that
you're
I should.
And you're getting better.
That's what I wanted to hear. I feel like... That's exactly what... Isn't it funny? I got what I wanted.
Because you
am
pretend.
I getting better?
It's more because you pretend.
Am I getting better?
You are getting better.
With what?
But you pretend.
What do I do?
You help me hang out the washing.
Mate, didn't you learn how to use the dishwasher the other day?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I did. Let's cut that in. Fuck it.
Thank you.
Thanks, 28. Guys.
Thank you.
I don't care if you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah. It was inside the dishwasher.
It's because
the
it's one of those. It's got a cub. It's one of those like.
It's a dishwasher.
It's a hidden dishwasher.
Anyway, actually, thinking about it. Washing is something that we don't do our washing that much because I've got merino wool. I can actually get a few days out of it.
We wash weekly.
But the thing is I actually do that a lot. That's one thing that I'm not good at the day-to-day grind. But on a Sunday, just fucking do it. And that's why I think I'd be good at meal prep.
Except since Seth Godin, I would say.
Since the writing.
Maybe the last month you actually haven't. I've done your washing.
I mean, to be fair, I only picked up Seth Godin about a week and a half ago. So that's not an excuse. All right, it's a daily talk show. This has been Weekend Banter.
Yeah.
If you've listened this far, screen grab, share it on Instagram, Instagram stories. You can also find Amy and Bree on Instagram. If you just type in Amy or Brianna in our who we're following, I think they're the only.
Stalk them.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And we're going to do it anyway. They're already halfway through. Yeah. People are trying to see if there's any photos at Potato Head. People are looking at if there's any photos of Bree's dad's wedding. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Bye. See you guys.